Local meat processing plants need a longer-term commitment from farmers, and vice versa, in order to increase the viability and success of local facilities. That was the summary of a recent USDA Economic Research Service study. Richard Stillman of ERS, along with researchers from Oregon State and Iowa State Universities respectively, looked at this issue as part of the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative.
A lot of the work has been done on the fruits and vegetables side, and it's fairly straightforward. You harvest them, you then take them to your farmer's market or your local stand. Meat processing is slightly different because you have to take the animal. It has to be slaughtered and then cut up and packaged in a way that it's sellable. You don't sell a whole cow like you sell an apple. So that product has to be processed.
Stillman says farmers drive multiple hours in some cases to take livestock and poultry to the nearest inspected processing facility, yet in many cases only bring in a few head at a time. Other issues for farmers include trying to schedule processing during the plant's busiest time of the year, as well as dealing with a plant that may not offer some forms of specialized service. On the processor side,
because you have a meat processing plant, these are fairly capital intensive, even on a smaller scale, and you have to have skilled employees. So having farmers just randomly bring in animals to be slaughtered, you can't maintain those skilled employees and pay for that capital investment.
So the study finds that for processors to be successful,
they need to have a good scheduling system and fairly steady throughput of animals by either farmers or slaughter some of their own animals. And it's just important to fully utilize those facilities to be profitable, because you can't have a farmer randomly show up with a couple cattle and say, I need slaughter today. You need to fully schedule and maintain your processing capacity.
Likewise, processors need to improve their quality and services to farmers, as well as provide value-added support in areas like marketing and distribution over the long term. Stillman also says collaborative efforts on the local and regional level are addressing the needs of both farms and processors, and in turn, building up the longer-term commitments needed for local plants to remain viable operations. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.